Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
It's estimated there are roughly 10 to the power of 80 atoms in the universe. From quarks and neutrinos to the massive supernovas, all came from the hands of our Lord. John 1 verse 3. He also fashioned the laws by which the universe operates. But here is the most astounding part of it all. He cares for each of us as individuals. Imagine a wealthy landowner who builds and maintains untold thousands of apartments in a great city. Does he care about the trials of any of his tenants? But God cares about you. In these chapters, the Lord is taking Job on a tour of his vast holdings, from stars to snowflakes. Yet at this moment, the one responsible for the rise and fall of nations, the changes of the seasons, and the cosmic dance of untold galaxies is giving his attention to the struggles of one man. And this is the man, albeit a good man, who thought to match wits with the Almighty. God asks, "Who is this who darkens counsel by words without knowledge?" Job 38, verse 2. Who would be a fitting creature to teach Job about the all-too-common link between ignorance and pride? It's ostrich time. Quote, "The wings of the ostrich wave proudly." Chapter 39, verse 13. Proud of what? It's hard to tell, since she isn't able to fly. Quote, "She treats her young harshly, as though they were not hers, placing her eggs on the ground and," quote, "forgets that a foot may crush them," verses 15 and 16. Even though, quote, "God deprived her of wisdom and did not endow her with understanding," verse 17, she, quote, "lifts herself on high and scorns the horse and its rider," verse 18. Clearly, this is a parable. There's no place for pride, especially when we're also deprived of wisdom. If we want our flight plan to rise above the ostrich, humility is key, quote, "that he may lift you up in due time." 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.